there's a fresh wind blowing. Hallelujah. Seasonal change is happening in the natural, glory to God. And then there's seasonal change that's happening in the spiritual realm, glory to God. You need to ask the Lord, Lord, what season am I in my life? Allow the Lord to speak to you. If you're still in a place of processing, bless God for processing. If you're still in a place of maturing, bless God for maturing, glory to God. Or if he's elevating you to another place in ministry, in service, you ought to bless God for that. Somebody say amen. If you're in a season of reaping promises that he's made to you, glory to God. Promises that he made to you some time ago, glory to God. You ought to bless God that you've reached your season. I receive my blessing, glory to God, to move in the direction that you desire me to move in, glory to God. And Lord, I thank you that with the blessing, there are directions, directions, directions. Not only do I receive my blessing, but I receive my instruction so that I may carry them out the way that you desire me to carry them out in this earth realm, glory to God. Thank you, glory to God, that you've created all of us for your good pleasure, glory to God. Yeah, we thank you, Lord God, that in our inward men and women, glory to God, we desire to please you. So we honor you, Lord, for this blessed season that we're stepping into right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody stand up with me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody, if you can, just take one step back. Glory to God. And then take two steps forward. Glory. In the creed, declare with me, Lord, I'm stepping out of my old season into my new season. And I thank you for my new season and all the prosperity, all the goodness, all the growth, all the elevation that comes along with my new season. Lord, I decree and declare that I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed in my going out and in my coming in, both now and forevermore. Lord, I decree and declare that no weapon that's formed against me, glory, shall prosper. Lord, I decree and declare that I'm more than a conqueror. Lord, I decree and declare that I am the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom, above and not beneath. Lord, I decree and declare that I'll bless you, glory to God, in the city, in the field, in my going out, in my coming in. For Lord, I was created to bless you, glory to God. I was created, glory to God, for you to get glory through me. Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, I decree and declare, for as much as lieth within me, I'll believe you for the rest of my life. And Lord, where there is shortage in my belief, I thank Jesus that he helps my unbelief. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Lord, I decree and declare that I'm a praise presser. I praise you even as I press through the various, glory to God, situations in my life. I give you thanks, Lord God, in all things. Lord, I decree and declare that I walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, I decree and declare that you give me some of the desires of my heart. Thank you, Lord. And I decree and declare that I can do all things. I will do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that, Lord, you haven't given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Thank you that not only is my faith in you, but my hope is in you as well. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. For all you've created me to be. For all that you've purposed me to be. In this earth realm. Now, Lord, I give you license. Glory to God. To fulfill your purpose through me. I honor you in advance. For all that you're doing through me. In Jesus' name. Come on, bless God in this place. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. If you're already seated, bless God for seats. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Musicians, you may be dismissed. I know you have to go. Glory to God. good morning to all of you all who are joining us by way of any social media outlet this morning. Glory to God. We say good morning to those of you who are in the house this morning. It's good to see you. Glory to God. It's good to feel the presence of all of those who are sharing with us by way of any social media outlet. Amen. We bless God in advance for his word is liberating. His truth that makes us free indeed. Somebody say free indeed. In acts, in works, etc. Somebody say amen. Bless God. Bless God. Well, surely, certainly. Somebody say amen. Well, last week I started a series of teachings entitled Enlightenment. Say Enlightenment. Concerning the kingdom of God. Well, this week the Lord changed that series title. Somebody say amen. He changed that title to Kingdom. Somebody say Kingdom. Kingdom Principles. Amen. So if you're keeping... if you're keeping notes, you need to scratch out Enlightenment. Somebody say amen. And record Kingdom Principles. Amen. You understand that kingdom has to do with the rule and reign of God. Glory to God. We also understand that kingdom has to do with the rule and reign in certain areas of our lives. Somebody say amen. We understand that in Christ Jesus, God has created us to reign. Somebody say amen. That's why he calls us kings and priests. Amen. Somebody say amen. And we understand that principles, somebody say principles, are concepts or an ideals to live by. Somebody say amen. I taught you some time ago that principles, say principles, principles are given to drive behavior, to govern behavior, amen. So if you operate in any given principle, your behavior should be consistent in that area where you are principled. Amen. Somebody say amen. Now along with, let me throw this out at you too. Also when we talk about kingdom principles, we're talking about principles that originated with God. Somebody say amen. A lot of principles that we operate in the earth realm that we believe are man-made, they came from God. Somebody say amen. So when we also talk about kingdom principles, we are talking about, glory to God, kingdom principles or principles that originated with God. Somebody say amen. For example, last week we learned about the kingdom principle of planning. Somebody say planning. Y'all thought some leadership guru came up with that, didn't you? But as far as we can look back in the Bible, we can see that God is a planner. Somebody say a planner. Somebody say planner. He planned for Jesus to die for our sins even before the foundations of the earth. Even before sin was even committed, amen. He planned, glory to God, his will for our lives even before we were formed in our mother's womb. Somebody say amen. The scripture teaches us that God has a plan for us. Somebody say amen. And his plan is good and not evil. We can expect an expected end if we operate in his plan. Somebody say amen. So God is a planner. Say planner. And he also gives us the principle of planning so that we can be prepared. We can be ready. Somebody say ready. He says in his word, as it relates to Jesus' return, that we're to do what? Watch. Somebody say watch. We're to be vigilant, alert. We need to watch because at any day now he can come. Somebody say amen. He even tells the teachers and preachers of the word, even you, the students of the word, to study. Somebody say study. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's preparation. That's planning. Somebody say planning. So God is a planner. Say planner. And he gives us the principle, the kingdom principle to operate in, and that principle is called the principle of planning or preparedness or readiness. Somebody say amen. Now, with each new series, there are some foundational truths that we need to lay out. Somebody say lay out before we actually get into the principle itself. Amen. Number one, we need to always remember, say, I will remember, that even though Jesus told natural stories in his principles or in his parables, I'm sorry, in his principle or in his parables, amen, there are always spiritual truths or kingdom principles embedded, somebody say embedded, within each parable. Somebody say amen. I'll go even so far as to say this. I believe that the kingdom principles that are embedded in the parable that Jesus, the parables that Jesus taught, are actually the behaviors of God. Somebody said the behaviors of God. Well, we see God revealed to us by way of the parables that Jesus taught. They are simply the things that Jesus would do if he was in a man body. Somebody say amen. Or if he lived in the earth realm. Somebody say amen. And number two, oftentimes when there are kingdom principles or spiritual truth embedded within the parables that Jesus taught, glory to God, it takes the Holy Spirit, somebody say the Holy Spirit, to unearth them or to reveal them unto us so that we can operate in those principles. Somebody say amen. Now, the Holy Spirit revealing to us the principle, does that negate the fact that we need to study, read? No. As a matter of fact, as we read and study, the Holy Spirit will unearth or mind or reveal unto us mysteries, say mysteries, that are in the kingdom that you can't really see with the natural eye. But it takes the Holy Spirit to reveal those mysteries unto us. Somebody say amen. All right, that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, either have there entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for those of us that love him. He goes on to say they are spiritually discerned. Somebody say amen. So oftentimes when we are looking for mysteries concerning the kingdom, oftentimes when we're looking for kingdom principles, spiritual truths that are embedded within the parables that Jesus taught, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit, say the Holy Spirit, to reveal those principles unto us. I say amen. With all that out of the way, I want to introduce a new principle to us this morning. Somebody say amen. And the principle is defined as the principle, say the principle. Say the principle. If you work with me, I won't be long. Say the principle. I ask you to repeat so it can get in your spirit. Somebody say the principle of investing to invest. Somebody say investing to invest. That's a principle that we can see in two different ways. One, God invests in us so we can invest in others. God invests in others so they can invest in us. Somebody say amen. We want to introduce to you the principle of investing to invest. You might say amen. Before we give scripture reference, let's give us a good definition of the term invest. Somebody say invest. Pastor, we sure have come down from worship. You have to come down. We have to come down. Somebody say amen. In order to hear and receive. Somebody say amen. How many of y'all party all the time? Why y'all looking at me like that? Like you don't party. I see somebody back there talking about, moi? Yeah, moi. Somebody say amen. How many of y'all party? How many of y'all have fun? Do you party and have fun all the time? You come down sometime for certain things. Somebody say amen. The concept moves over to worship. We come down from worship. Say, come down. Uh-oh, somebody back there giving me some rebuttal. Somebody say amen. Amen. I need to be back there in that peanut gallery so I can hear what they're talking about. So I say amen. Somebody translate it to me later. Amen. Oh, look like we got a little a little something going on back there. Somebody say amen. They're going to come down in a minute so they can hear. Amen. Amen. Keep on talking in with your bad self. Amen. Always going to show me something. Somebody say amen. So we have to come down so we can hear what the Lord desires us to hear. Amen. Invest. Somebody say invest. The term invest means to make an investment. To make an investment. How many of y'all make investments on a regular basis? Investments in your bank account, investments in your children's lives. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Investment in your spouse's life. She wants us to know she make investment in her children's life. Somebody say amen. We make all sort of investments. Somebody say amen. So the term invest number one means to. That's a good lead, good segue into what I'm going to teach in a little bit. Somebody say amen. God makes investment. Let me just go ahead and say, God makes investment into his children's lives. Mm. And you ought to be thankful for that. Somebody say amen. Number two, the word invest means to furnish with power or authority. The word investment or invest means to empower with, to furnish with power or authority. Somebody get ready to have a party, somebody there. Amen, amen. The word invest also carries the connotation of empowering, endowing, enduing, and or gifting. Somebody say amen. So whenever there's investment made, somebody say investment made, there's deposits made, either in systems, entities, and also in people. Somebody say amen. So the principle that we're going to introduce today is the principle of investing to invest. Somebody say amen. This principle comes from the parable of the talents. Say talents. Matthew chapter 25, please. Verses 14 through 30. That's a lot of scripture, isn't it? We're going to bite off a little bit at a time until we finish it. Somebody say amen. The parable of the talents. Somebody say amen. Oftentimes when we teach from the parable of the talents, we talk about stewardship. Say stewardship. And oftentimes when we talk about stewardship, we talk about tangible things. Say tangible things. Like money, houses, cars, even children, if you will. Somebody say amen. But the Holy Spirit has revealed talents. We will see that God gives his goods, say his goods, to his servants. Somebody say his goods to his servants. Number two, we will see that in the parable of the talents, God will reveal unto us what his goods resemble. God will reveal unto us what his goods resemble. Somebody say amen. And thirdly, we will see in the parable of the soil that God will show us how his goods are to be used. He's going to show us in this parable how his goods, say how his goods, ought to be used. Glory to God. And lastly, in this parable of the talents, we will see, or God will show us, that he holds us responsible for how we use his goods. He holds us responsible for how we use his goods. Amen. So if he's going to hold us responsible, we need to understand, one, what his goods are, two, how to use those goods. Somebody say amen. And two, we need to be busy about doing it his way. Somebody say amen. Let's get into the parable. Verse number 14. Again, he tells the second parable in verse 25. We covered the first parable last week. Somebody say last week. He says again, it's right up there on the screen. Somebody say amen. He says again, the kingdom of heaven. Say the kingdom of heaven. May I have the New King James translation, please, please. Y'all come on in. Just in time to get the meat. We had the prelude before you came in, amen. Somebody say amen. I don't think she want to be in here. Amen. Amen. What about you, this church? Amen. Amen. She wants a daddy. He's going to take care of her. Amen. 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 At least he would have been quiet when you stand here. Amen. And he kept on going. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Jesus says, for the kingdom of heaven, say the kingdom of heaven. In this instance, the kingdom of heaven can be two things. One, somebody say one. The rule of God, say the rule of God. Or the sphere of God's influence. Somebody says sphere of God's influence. Or wherever he has influence in the earth realm. Somebody say amen. It says for the kingdom of heaven. We do know he has total control in heaven. Somebody say in heaven. But he has influence in the earth realm. Somebody say amen. Because we have to work along with him in order for him to carry out his designs, his desires, his purpose for our lives. Somebody say amen. For the kingdom of heaven is like a what? Man traveling to what? Say a man traveling to a far country. Now this man traveling to a far country in a small sense or in a small sense could be Jesus. This man traveling to a far country or already in a far country in a larger sense can be God the Father. As we get into the parable, you're going to understand why we're making the distinction between God the Father and Jesus. Somebody say amen. So he says, for the kingdom of heaven is like what? And what did he do? Somebody said, call his own servants. Somebody said, call his own servants. Now, the word that describes servants, we don't like because we're black. The word that describes servants is slave. S-L-A-V-E, slave. Somebody say slave. We don't like that word. Somebody say amen. But, I mean, if you really understood it as it relates to God, you wouldn't have a problem with it because all it does is speak to commitment to God. Somebody say amen. But because I'm looking at your faces and we don't like the word slave, we'll use the term subordinates. Say subordinates. Somebody say subordinates. Everybody all right with the term subordinates? All of us are subordinate to somebody. Somebody say amen. Children to parents, employers to employees, et cetera, et cetera. Supervisors to managers, managers to CEOs, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll use the term subordinates. Somebody say subordinates. So when he went into the far country, he did what? He called his own servants, say servants, say subordinates. Subordinates means people that are under some type of authority or some type of headship, if you will. Somebody say amen. In a small sense, the servants could be the community of believers in the kingdom of God, especially the fivefold ministry giftings. But in a larger sense, in the world, they're submitting, don't even know they're submitting. Because God is so great in his influence. And somebody say amen. If you don't believe what I'm saying, the Bible says in the Old Testament that the hearts of the kings, say kings, are in his hand. Say in his hand. A lot of the kings in the Old Testament were heathens. They didn't worship God. But I saw in the scripture where God touched the king's heart and he supplied all the building supplies that he needed to build a wall in the book of Nehemiah. Somebody say amen. So God can influence even unbelievers with them not even knowing that they are being influenced. So servants or subordinates, they subordinates. In a smaller sense can be, somebody say can be the community of believers, especially the fivefold ministry gifting. Say fivefold ministry gifting. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Somebody say amen. So he went out to a foreign country. He left his servants and he delivered his what?
Goods.
Somebody say his goods.
Goods.
His goods to whom? Who are the them? Subordinate. Somebody say, a good student. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Now, the question here is, what are his goods? I said in the past, we've talked that his goods were houses and cars and money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the Holy Spirit has spoken something differently to me as it relates to his goods. Somebody say his goods. Number one, his goods are his possessions. Somebody say his possessions. Number two, his goods are his property. Somebody say amen. Now, if you're really going to get what I'm teaching today, you need to understand that God is not a natural being. You get that? What the Bible say about God? He is what? A spirit. Somebody say a spirit. Somebody say a spirit. And it's good that we note that he is a spirit because there are other spirits. Somebody say amen. And Jesus, God the Father, Jesus, God the Son, they are in charge of the spirit realm, if you will. Amen. So if we're going to talk about God's goods, say God's goods, we must be talking about spiritual things opposed to natural things. Somebody say amen. So his goods, say his goods, are one, his what? His best. Number two, it's what? Say properties. Can we break it down a little bit more? His goods can be, and I believe that they are, his qualities, his attributes. Somebody say amen. If I go a little bit further, he shares those qualities, those attributes with us by way of principles, say principles, by way of inward endowment, somebody say amen, and by way of spiritual endowment. Somebody say amen. Let me give you an example of God sharing his qualities, his attributes with us. How many of you all know that God is almighty? Is he almighty?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Do you believe that he give us some might?
Yes.
Somebody say amen. So he shares his quality of might with us. Somebody say amen. How many of y'all know he's all powerful?
Yes.
Somebody say God is.
God is
all powerful. And we have power.
Yes.
So means he does what? He shares his power with us. Somebody say amen. Somebody say he's all knowing. Somebody say
he's all knowing.
Some of us know too much. I mean, we all know something. Somebody say we all know something. Which means he shares his knowledge with us. Somebody say amen. So his goods, say his goods, can be, say can be. And let me stop. I believe that they are his abilities, his attributes, his qualities. Somebody say amen. Let's look at a few spiritual examples or examples from the scripture that shows us that God shares, somebody say shares his attributes, his quality with the kingdom of God, with the community of believers. Amen. And then we're going to look to the world, somebody say to the world, to see some of his other attributes, qualities at work. Somebody say amen. Pastor, why we got to look to the world? Can I be facetious? Because some of us are too spiritual to accept some of the qualities that God has placed in some of us that are undiscovered and undeveloped to use them in a practical way. So we got to look to the scriptures. Somebody say to the scriptures and to the world. Somebody say amen. Before we even get to the scripture, let me just throw this out here. Do any of us know why God created man? Why did he create man? I'm going to throw something at you. I believe he created man to express himself through man. To express himself. Is this too deep for you? To express himself through man. Somebody say amen. We've heard in church all of our life that man is God's crown achievement. Say crown achievement. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Somebody say amen. So God created us. He created the earth for us, but he also created us for him to express himself, express his qualities, his attributes through us. Somebody say amen. So we're going to look in the scriptures and see a few places where God gives his community of believers, the kingdom of God, the body of Christ, some of his attributes to use in the ministering to one another. Somebody say amen. We're going to look to the world to see some more. Somebody say amen. Matthew chapter 10, verse number 1. Y'all all right? Am I going slow enough? Amen. Matthew chapter 10, verse number 1. And when he had called, say call, his how many disciples? Who did he call them to? Himself, himself being Jesus. Somebody say amen. Now, how many of you all know that Jesus, when he was in his ministry in the earth realm, had more than 12 disciples? Somebody say more than 12. Had a whole lot of them. Say a whole lot of them. But he handpicked 12 to invest in so that they could invest in others. Well, if we tell the whole truth, he chose 11. Somebody say 11. Because one was a devil. And he portrayed Judas. And she said, who? Judas. And he portrayed Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. So he chose 12 out of the 12, 11 to invest himself in so that they could display at least one of his qualities here. Somebody say amen. And when he had called his 12 to him, he gave them what?
Power.
Over what? To do what? And to do what? Somebody said all kind of sickness. Somebody said all kind of diseases. How many of you all know that God is a healer? Somebody say amen. We come up to this podium or to this altar every week to receive healing. Somebody said to receive healing. Here's the point that we sometimes miss. That not only is God a healer, but God invests his quality of healing in mankind so that mankind can express him as healer through him. So he shares the quality, say the quality, or the attribute of healing from a supernatural perspective with the community, glory to God, of the kingdom. Somebody say amen. But even in a natural, say natural, from a natural perspective, he invests the quality of healing in the healers, the doctors, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody say amen. So God, somebody say God, as it relates to the kingdom, the community of believers, God invests healing, him being the healer, in mankind so mankind can be healers from a supernatural perspective in the earth realm. Somebody say amen. Y'all think I call you up here because I like you? Well, I do. Amen. I call you up here to lay hands on you and pray with you because God has invested in me something that I'm to impart in you by way of his qualities, his attributes, so that we can be better. Somebody say amen. Can I throw something out at you? I'm not trying to demean or anything. Sometimes you don't receive healing because sometimes we don't receive healing is because we don't have the faith to receive. It's all over the scripture. It says, according to your faith. Say, according to your faith. Somebody say, according to your faith. Somebody say, according to my faith. I know we've been taught for years, maybe God just didn't want to heal. I don't see that visible in the Gospels. I just want to throw that out at you for you to glory God, for you to gnaw on for a few minutes. Somebody say amen. Now you're getting mad at me. Just look in the scriptures. Somebody say, look in the scriptures. Somebody say amen. So number one, God is a healing. He invests healing into the community of believers, especially those will be fivefold ministry giftings up there. Those are apostles, so that we can display or express his attribute of healing, or so that he can express his attribute of healing through us, so that people in the body can be better. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse number 7. I was going to read more than just one verse, but I'll just read one verse for the sake of time. But the manifestation, said the manifestation of the Spirit, say of the Spirit. Now somebody might not have known that the Holy Spirit is God. Somebody say God. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to what? Somebody say each. What it says next?
One.
For whom?
The prophet of all.
So the Holy Spirit manifests himself. He's God through the believer. Say through the believer. Glory to God. Okay, I'll do what you say, do Lord. For the sake of us helping others. So he imparts his qualities, say his qualities, his attributes, say his attributes, within the believer by way of God the Holy Spirit, so that he can profit how many?
All.
Somebody say all.
All.
I told you this some time ago. The reason why the body of Christ is limping sometimes is because we don't receive all that God has made manifest to us, for us to make a difference, even in the body of Christ. I'm remembering now this parable where Jesus had, well, not a parable, it was a real event. Jesus had been up on the mountain with three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John. They went up to the mountain transfiguration. Jesus was transfigured. Peter got happy and wanted to build three memorials, et cetera, et cetera. They came down off of the mountain. This man met Jesus, wanted his son to be healed. He carried them to Jesus' disciples, and they couldn't heal him. So Jesus basically said, I'm getting about tired of this. Because by now, y'all ought to be able to do what I've empowered you to do. You see, he empowered in Matthew chapter 10. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, bring the boy to me. Jesus healed the boy. The boy convulsed around on the ground a little bit. But then after it was all over, Jesus said, well, the disciples said, why couldn't we do it? Jesus said, it was because of your unbelief. He says, I've been around here so long, you should know by now, basically paraphrase, you should be able to do what I desire for you to do, what I've empowered you to do, what I've delegated for you to do in the earth realm, but you didn't have the belief enough or enough faith to get it done. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So a lot of times we're crippled by way of supernatural gifting, Holy Spirit giftings in the church because we don't have enough faith to receive them. You know, we teach things like they're not operating no more. God ain't doing this no more. Et cetera, et cetera. Where there is no faith, there will be no gifting. Does that make sense to you? It takes faith to receive what God. Without faith is what? Impossible to please him. So he said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to what? Each for what? And then he gives us some of his qualities in the next few verses. Verse number 8. I'm not going to get as far as I thought I would. For the one he gives what? Through whom? Whether who is God? Is God? Does God have all the wisdom? So he shares some of his wisdom with some by way of the Holy Spirit. For what reason? For all to profit. Y'all following pretty good today. To another what?
The word.
Is God all knowledgeable? He shares some of his knowledge with us. For what purpose? So wisdom is a quality of God, an attribute of God. Knowledge is an attribute or quality of God. He shares with us so that what? Others can profit. Somebody say amen. Next verse, please. To another faith, say faith. Faith as it relates to faith in the spirit realm originated with God. Somebody say amen. To another faith by what? The same spirit. To another what? Come on, follow me. I won't be long if you follow me. Say gifts of healing. Somebody say gifts of healing. Is healing an attribute of God?
Yes.
So he gives to some by way of the Holy Spirit for us to use, for everybody to do what? Profit. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I know this is different. This is different. It was different for me when the Holy Spirit revealed it to me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But he reveals to me so that I can teach you. So which means I might have to teach this 2 or 3, 4, 5, 8 times, you know, for us to really grasp what he's saying. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Next verse, please. To another, the working of miracles. Say miracles.
Miracles.
Is God a miracle worker?
Yes.
He shares that attribute with us. Somebody say with us.
Yes.
Or through some of us. Somebody say through some of us.
Some of us.
For what reason?
For profit.
Somebody say for everybody.
Everybody.
In the body. To profit. Y'all tired of talking? I talk for 45 minutes to an hour up here. Somebody say amen. Y'all can work with me for a little while. Somebody say amen. To another what? Somebody say prophecy. God reveals concerning events. We see it throughout the Bible. Not only does he reveal events throughout the Bible, but he ministers to people individually by way of the prophetic. Somebody say amen. So is that an attribute of God? Is that a quality of God? Does he give it to the body or to some members in the body by way of the Spirit so that the body can profit with all? Somebody say amen. And then he got his own language. Somebody say tongues. Somebody say a heavenly language. Does he give it to the body?
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And not only does he give it to the body, he gives what? The interpretation. Where does the interpretation come from? God. Somebody say God, which is another quality that he expressed through us. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Verse number 11. I'm sweating now because y'all got me working hard. Verse number 11. Somebody say amen. Listen what he says next. But one and the same Spirit does what? Somebody says he will. So he gives each one of those manifestations to individuals as he will. Somebody say as he will. But you can desire a gift, and you can pray for a gifting. But the scripture says here, and it's in the scripture, but I don't have time to deal with that today. He gives to those individually as he will. Somebody say as he will. I think accepting them has something to do with the way that he distributed them. Somebody say amen. He ain't going to waste his time with you, Val, if you're not going to accept it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You have to wait until we mature enough in the church for him to release those things to us. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to say something this morning you might not believe, but it's true. There are some giftings as it relates to the supernatural lying dormant within some of us. So we already got the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But it's going to take faith to activate them. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So God, say God, gives his quality,
his attributes,
to the community of believers
so that the rest of the body can profit. So
he invests in us to invest in us. Does this make sense to you?
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. Y'all all right? Is this making sense to you? Do you see it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And the Bible said he himself, he being Jesus, gives some to be what? Some to be what? Some to be what? Some to be what? Somebody say, some to be who? Do he give this to everybody? How many does he give it to? Somebody say some. Ooh, you're a good class today. Somebody say amen. And here's the reason, verse number 12. For what? Y'all read pretty good, too. Somebody say amen. What's another word for equipping? Prepare. What's another word for equipping? To get ready, that's good. What's another word for equipping? Now y'all go natural on me, educate, teach. All that's good. Somebody say amen. A good word or another word that goes along with all the things that you've already said is provide. Is God a provider?
Yes.
Somebody say, yes, he is.
Yes.
So he provides us with what we need to equip the saints. We talk about fivefold ministry gifts for the working of ministry. A lot of times we don't get it done well because we hadn't accepted everything that he's given us to do the job. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So he shares himself with us, the fivefold ministry gifting, so that we can equip the saint to do what? To do ministry. Somebody say to serve.
Serve.
Somebody say to serve.
Serve.
And for what other reason? Somebody say for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Amen.
I looked up that word edifying. I've looked up it before. And that's an interesting word. One of the definitions of the word edifying from the Greek perspective is confirmation. Somebody say confirmation.
Confirmation.
Somebody say confirmation.
Confirmation.
As I'm equipping you to do ministry, I should be affirming or confirming
some of the giftings that you have operating on the inside of you. That's the only way sometime you're going to realize what gifts you have so that you can serve in the manner which God desires us to serve. Yeah, I'm to build you up morally, spiritually, to grow you up, mature you, all those kind of things. But another thing that I'm supposed to do as it relates to edifying you is to confirm what's already on the inside of you. Does that make sense to you? God provided me with that ability so I can provide you with the ability to operate in the gift that you are supposed to work in. That's why some churches have tapped into the fact that they need to do gift assessments so that folks can find out what's operating on the inside of them so that they can nurture them, train them, raise them up to operate in those giftings the way that they should. Somebody say amen. Can I help you today? Every gift needs to be nurtured. Every gift needs to be developed. Every gift needs to be trained. Somebody say amen. So have I given you enough evidence already? Somebody say already. That God gives his qualities, his attributes to the community of the believers so that we can do what? Invest in one another. Does that make sense to you? Now, I told you some gifts and abilities we got to look to the world, say to the world, say to the world, to see. Let me explain to you what I mean. Go to Luke chapter 16, verse 8b. Y'all all right? Because some of us are just too spiritual. We're just too spiritual. We're too spiritual to be smart. We're too spiritual to be intelligent. We're too spiritual to be smart in practical things. So that's why all the time we got to look to the world to see God's manifestation of himself through them for us to help one another. Does this make sense to you? Luke 16, 8b. Look what Jesus said. This he says, for the sons of the world are what? Somebody say more shrewd. Somebody say more shrewd than who? So Jesus is saying that the folks in the world, in that generation, are smarter than the folks in the church. Don't get mad at me. Jesus said it. Whoop, that is. Now, we got generations of folks growing up in the church now that really understand that they're smart, that they're intelligent, and that they can get some stuff done. Somebody say get some stuff done. Before I dig any deeper in this, I want to help you today. I think I'm supposed to stay up here, so I'm not going to come down. Somebody say amen. God gifts us with his attributes. Say attributes. His qualities for a reason. Say a reason. The main reason is so that we can solve problems in the world. I thought you would have shouted on that. He gives us his. How many of y'all know God is a problem solver? He solved a lot of problems in my life, amen. Especially the problem of salvation. Somebody say salvation. I wasn't saved, he saved me. Somebody say amen. I wasn't redeemed, he redeemed me. Somebody say amen. He's a problem solver, so he shares those qualities with us so that we can solve problems. Somebody say amen. So he says in verse 8b, for the sons of this what? Don't get mad at me. Come on, let's read. For sons of what? Are more what? In their generation than the sons of light. You do know God brought us out of darkness into what? He brought us from the kingdom of darkness into what? The kingdom of his dear. So we're the sons of light, the church, the believers. But the world's smarter than we are. Let me give you a definition for the word shrewd. I got it here somewhere. I'm trying to find it. I highlighted it in red so I can see it. It's right here in my face, but I'm going past it. Somebody say amen. The word shrewd is defined as marked by practical, hard-headed intelligence. practical, hard-headed intelligence. Can I help you today? It burns me up. I'm telling you, your pastor get hot all the way up to here to hear preachers down intelligence. Because God created intelligence. God is intelligent. When you understand what intelligence is, all it is understanding or the ability to comprehend on different levels, amen, you wouldn't fight intelligence. Now, natural intelligence will get in the way of spiritual things, amen, but the real deal is intelligence is important to live in this earth realm, amen. That's why God equipped us with it. Somebody say shrewd. Shrewd also means, glory to God, it means, I already said intelligence, say intelligence, which equals astuteness, mental sharpness, which equals smart. Somebody say smart. Somebody say smart. Tell, don't get mad at you because you're so smart. Because God made you that way. God made you that way. Mary, tell them, don't get mad at you because you're so smart. You tell them all the time. He already telling them. Somebody say, man, God made him that way. Don't get mad at me because I'm smart. God made me that way. Somebody say, amen. And he intends for me to use that smartness that he placed within me for me to solve some problems. I'm trying to solve the problem this morning with spiritual ignorance. Erica, if you didn't know it, God made you a teacher so that you can solve the problem of ignorance in learning. Somebody say amen. So he made us these ways so that we can solve problems in the earth realm, amen. We're so used to religion and jumping and shouting and running and dancing and speaking in tongues and all those kind of things until when it comes to learning how smart you are for the purpose of solving a problem, some of us shy away from the teaching. But God really made us that way. I'm about to quit now because I don't think you're receiving anymore. Somebody say amen. The word shrewd, say the word shrewd, also means smart or having or showing astute or sharp judgment. That's decision making in practical matters. Somebody say practical matters. Somebody say practical matters. So not only ought I be spiritual, but I ought to be smart as it relates to doing practical things. But oftentimes, because I'm so spiritual, too spiritual to receive the intelligence that God has given me to do practical things well, I have to look outside the church to look to the world. Have you all not noticed how many churches these days have grasped the intelligence of their people, trained their people, and put that intelligence to work in the church? And the church become more intelligent. The church become more smart. The church become more intelligent in practical matters. See, we just want to teach giving and all those kind of things, but we don't want to teach you how to save. We don't want to teach you how to invest. We don't want to teach you how to educate yourself. We don't want to teach you how to do practical things. We don't want to teach you how to budget. We don't want to teach you how to do practical things for us to survive good in the earth realm. Amen. But that's part of what we ought to do, too. Somebody say amen. The word shrewd in the King James translation is the word wiser. Somebody say wiser. The word wiser indicates rather intelligence or mental acquirement. Say mental acquirement. Somebody say mental acquirement. Can I help somebody today? Because you got a mind, you can acquire some things. You can acquire some knowledge. All that's inclusive of intelligence. Somebody say intelligence. Somebody say intelligent. So oftentimes we got to look to the world to see smart folks. Folks inventing stuff. Folks healing folks of different diseases, et cetera, et cetera. Because a lot of times, I'm not saying all the time, because we got some smart folks in here who's using their smarts, and their smart folks all over the body of Christ. Who's using their smarts? We've waking up in some areas, or we've awakened in some areas, but oftentimes we got to look to the world because we're too spiritual to accept the fact that God has made us with intelligence. God has made us smart. I wish I would have understood this about 10 years ago. I might be pastor and professor, or pastor and doctor. a pastor and somebody else other than pastor. Somebody say, amen. I was too busy fighting the intellectual because that's what I heard. It was just banking on the spiritual, if you will. Somebody say, amen. So God, somebody say, God imparts his qualities in people for the sake of solving problems. So the scripture says, Matthew 25:14, let's go back right there, and then we'll pick up next week on 25:16, because this is as far as we're going to get today, because my time is up. 25:14. So the Bible says, while you're getting that, 25:14, that God gives his subordinates his goods. Somebody say, his goods. His goods are what? His qualities, what else? I'm going to have to teach it over and over again until we grasp it. I'm going to have to teach it next week, because if I ask you next week what they are, you're slow. We're going to have to go over it again, because we got to grasp this. And we're going to get to the point where we recognize these things on the inside of us. Because some of the attributes, we're going to look at what those qualities resemble, what those attributes resemble. Somebody say amen. And then if we have time, we're going to look at how God intends for us to use them. And if we have more time, we're going to show you what God holds us accountable for, how we use these, his goods, if you will. Somebody say amen. Did you learn anything today? Well, come on, give God praise for what you learned. If you didn't learn, I'm gonna get that off of. No, I better not do that. Somebody say amen. I was gonna get it from Jeremy and I was gonna sell it, but no, I better not do that. Somebody say amen. Come on, let's bless God for his word. Amen. Somebody say his word. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we honor you so much for your word. It's liberating. It's truth. It's knowledge. Glory to God. And your word declares that we'll grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. Lord, we honor you for what we've received this morning by way of your word. And we honor you, Lord God, that we're going to meditate on it. Glory to God. So that it can become a part of us, so that we can see ourselves in the word, so that we can see where you gifted us, where you put your qualities, your attributes in us, for us to solve problems in the earth realm or to help others in the earth realm. Lord, we honor you. We trust you. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all who agree with that prayer said, amen. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. Okay, Lord, I won't do that. Somebody say amen. Amen. Perhaps you're here today and need healing and deliverance or healing or deliverance. The altar is open for you to come. Move briskly or expeditiously. If there's one, before y'all even come. If there's one, you may come. If there's one, you may come. Amen. Well, come on, let's bless God for what he's doing in his house. Woo! I shout, Lord, woo! Amen, amen, amen. It's offering time. It's offering time. For those of you who are viewing us by way of any social media outlets, the avenues for giving are posted on the screen right now. If you desire to give now, you can, in the name of Jesus. If you've already given by way of any of those avenues, we say praise the Lord for your gifts, for your giving. If you're in the house, and you, I think I need to preach a message on peace. On peace. The absence of strife. The absence of conflict. Somebody say amen. 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 If you're in the house and you want to use one of those avenues to give, I'm going to start using that Cash App because I got Cash App now. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. If you want to use one of those avenues to give, please choose one and give. Somebody say amen. If you're in the house today, glory to God, and you want to give by way of the receptacles, the ushers are already moving around in the house to pick up the tithes and offerings. Somebody say amen. A couple of announcements. Announcement number one is don't forget that we have Bible study each Wednesday night by way of Facebook, by way of Zoom. Our Facebook address is Friendship Christian Church Ministries. Our Zoom address is up on the screen. All you got to do if you need it is to jot it down along with the password so that you can be present on Wednesday nights at 6:45 p.m. Glory to God. Second announcement is, pastor has to have surgery. Amen. solicit your prayers. Amen. I have to have a whole knee replacement, which means I'm going to be out for a couple of weeks. Somebody say amen. I won't tell you the day. You just look up one Sunday and I won't be here. Somebody say amen, because I know how y'all operate. Somebody say amen. So I solicit your prayers as we prepare for that surgery. I'm going to be running, jumping, hopping, and skipping, and all them things when I come back. Somebody say amen. They're going to say, where he got that energy from? He got that knee replaced. Somebody say amen. So he won't be dragging that baby around no more. And then I have to go back after that, probably a little later on down the road, to get the other replaced too. Somebody say amen. Because I warned them baby slap out. Warned them out. Doctor said God authorized it. Now, God could heal them before the surgery. Somebody say amen. And if he does that, glory to God, I'll let you know. But if he desired to use the doctor's hands to heal the knees, guess what? I receive that healing as well. Because I know that he's imparted that part of him into them. And they might not even know it, glory to God, for the sake of helping people in the earth realm. Somebody say amen. So keep us lifted up for our strength in the Lord, so everything may go the way God desires it to go. Somebody say amen. All hearts satisfied in giving, let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for the gifts. We thank you for the givers, Lord God. And we thank you that in due season, they'll get returns on their gifts in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift the collective tithes and offerings up to you. First, we thank you for them. And then secondly, yes, Lord, we thank you that you do them like you did the two fish and the five loaves of bread, so that there will be great resources in this house to meet every need with abundant leftovers. Father God, we honor you. We trust you. Thank you. We give you praise for all things in Jesus' name. And all who agree with that prayer said, amen. Amen. Y'all held us in long today, didn't you? Amen. Let us stand together. Amen. Amen. I thought we were going to have to put a mediator back there. Amen. Amen. All hearts composed, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord sanctify you, the Lord give you peace is our prayer. The Lord bless you, and you're going out, and then you're coming in both now and forevermore. The Lord prosper you in all that you do in this earth realm in Jesus' name. Until next week, as you go throughout this week, we pray in Jesus' name that you will be the best example of God that you can be in the earth realm. Somebody say amen. And we thank God that you do. As you move throughout the week, all day, every day, practice safety and do what?